which we still give as pashtus. The yesterday we still give as pashtus, and I know that a number of you have tried to understand this pashtus. Now there's a kasha, very stark kasha that Davnim Lumi answers. And it's a bit of a struggle to understand the tariffs. The Gemara in Tzemura and Daf Yud Aleph on the base, when a briefter brings down the din of his pashtus, which we learn out of Gezeres HaKasuf, we learn out of the pasuk of Kol Hashayite Mimenu LaHashem. So we learn out that if you give a part of something LaHashem, the whole thing becomes Kaidish. Kol Hashayite Mimenu LaHashem, that this is pashtus. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is a Shaila. Maybe that's only by behemoths, when you magdish a behemoth. Because the parsha where it says, Kol Hashayite Mimenu LaHashem, is talking by behemoths. But if you magdish a oif, if somebody makes a carbon out of a pigeon or a dove, the different birds that you can bring in the Beis HaMikdash, if you magdish the regal of an oif, the Gemara is in Ibayit, do we say it's pashtus or don't we? What are the two stadim? Should you say it's pashtus by an oif or not? Now, there's no, if you can start thinking logically, for a logical reason, why you should say it's pashtus more by a behemoth than by a bird, you're never going to come up with any svara, because there's no svara to be mechalak between a behemoth and a knife. The Gemara Shaila is, the chiddush of the Torah of Hispashtus is in a parsha that's talking about behemoths. So memela, we should only say Hispashtus by behemoths and not by oifus. Or maybe the chiddush of Hispashtus is by a carbon, and all carbonists should be the same. That's the Gemara stuff. Is an oif included in this gezeres hakasev of Hispashtus or not? So the Gemara blives without being poshut ibaya. So it blives a suffix. If you say Hispashtus by birds, or if you only say Hispashtus by behemoths. That's a Gemara in Tzemura. Basically an easy Gemara. Is the gezeres hakasev only by behemoths or even by oifus? The problem that the Avnei Melum says is that if his pashtus is by a behemah, and maybe not by an oif, because an oif is different than a behemah, so an isha is more different than a behemah than an oif is different than a behemah. But the Torah says his pashtus by a behemah. What about an oif? So a mesupik, is oif similar enough to a behemah to be included? So you mesupik, if oif is similar enough to a behemah to be included in his pashtus, so how in the world are you going to tell me that by an isha you're going to say Hispashtus? Kind of very, very shtak akasha. Like it seems to be like there's no, how can you answer such a kasha? If I feel misopic, so isha you can say Hispashtus by. I don't know. I'm not holding a Tamura to be able to answer. That's not the Pashtus of the Gemara. Pashtus Gemara is saying that thing which works by Behema doesn't work by Yaif too. Because Behema Amarachmana or Karbin Amarachmana? I think those are two stuff.
By Behema, any Lashna making Hegdish or making Hegdish. The question by Isha is looking
a Lashna Hegdish. It certainly sounds like by Yaif with a Lashna Hegdish from a Sopik. That's what it sounds like. In which case Isha would be a problem. So Avnei Melum asked this kasha, which is a shtarka kasha. In Birchas Avraham he says that according to Rav Chaim Yisoid, it's answered. Well, that's what I was going to ask. He said that if you go to Rav Chaim Yisoid, that the whole shaila is in the Maisa to being the Kaddish, then it's answered. So the shaila is, how is it answered? How does Rav Chaim help? How does Rav Chaim help for this? for this, it seems to be a very strong kasha. Anybody have any clue? The kash is just so strong that it begs at least to have some mahaloch, some way to be able to deal with it. So the kash is a very strong kash. I want to tell you it's a very strong kash because before I try to answer it, maybe when I'll try it may be inadequate, but you have to realize where we're coming from. We're coming from kasha. It sounds like, and every once in a while you have a Rambam that you say, well, the two Mesechtas argue, you know, this some Gemara is one way, some Gemara is another way, but that'd be the easiest way to say that our Gemara is going, it's not going like that, that our life is no good. But the thing is this, that when you're, I'm just sort of thinking out loud, when you're magdish the regal of a ice, and you don't say it's pashtus, what happens? What happens is that the regal becomes hegdish and not the rest of the bird. It's chal. So by oif, there's sort of an option. There's a way to say, all right, when I magdish the regal of a behema, I'm being magdish the whole behema. And when I'm being magdish the regal of a knife, there's no gzeres hakosav of his pashtus. So mameila, the oif, only the regal is kaidish and not the rest of the behema. Alright? Good. So that's the Gemara in Torah. By Isha, we don't have that option. When you're magdish half of an Isha, there's no option of saying, okay, there's no spashtus, so she's half kaddish. It's Isha v'lechati Isha, it can't be. We know you can't be give kiddush to chati Isha. Which means that by Isha, we're forced to choose. We have to choose and say either, if you give kiddush to half an Isha, either there's nothing, or it's a total kiddush. We're forced to choose between one and the other, which we're not forced by Oif. By Oif, you could say, you magdish half, so it's half is kaddish, and there's no espasha, so half is kaddish. By Nisha, you can't do that. By Nisha, it's odd. Either you have to say, if you give half Isha v'leichat Isha, it's nothing, or else it's kiddusha b'kula. Which means that by Nisha, we have to decide, what is he doing? What is it that he's doing when he gives kiddusha to a chatzi isha? So here we're forced to choose. So now we say, if he says erisin hariyamu restlessly, then it's nothing. There's no way to make it into a kedusha. He certainly meant something, but there's just no way. We have no possibility of saying something that can make this into a kedusha. If he says hariyamu kudeshously, there's a possibility. There's a way to say that really it's a whole kedusha. Because he's saying Harayat Mekudeshes with the derech of being Magdish of Behema. That Harayat Asura Alma Kehegdish, in the same way that Hegdish works by a Behema. So it might be that, and this is all based on the way we explained this is with Reb Chaim, that if we have to define what he did by Kedushin, we are going to define what he did as a Maisa Kedushin Bekula, not because a lady is like a behemoth, not because a lady is more like a behemoth than an oif, no, but because we have to define what he did, and we're forced to take it out of its context. We're forced to say, when he says Chetzeach Mekudeshes, that can't be Chav. So we have to say, look, either it's a total Kedushin or it's a zero Kedushin. Alright, maybe it's a zero Kedushin, it's not the end of the world, and Hariyat Mures is a zero. But here we have a possibility of saying that those words translate into a full kedusha, not because Isha is doimit to behema, but because we don't have the option of staying with his words. That's not an option because he can't be mekadesh afalei. So maybe what the Gemara means to say is that when a person is magdish afalei, being that we're forced to read something into his words more than what he said, Memela, we have the possibility of touching it as his pashtus. If so, do the same thing by a knife. Person said the leg of a knife is hegdish. Let's say he means the same type of hegdish as a behema. No, by a knife we could say he means what he said. He means the regal should be hegdish and nothing else. So there's no, the thing that forces us, I shouldn't say forces us, but the thing that makes it logical for us to make a full kedushin by an isha doesn't apply by a bird. Because by a bird, it could be, he means half, and he means half, and he means the regal, and that's all that counts. And it's chal that way, and finished. So by bird, the only shaila is bird like behemoth, is not like behemoth. By isha, since reading something into his words makes sense, because he tried to do something, and there's no chatzi isha, so there, it makes more sense to say, okay, now that we're forced to read something into his words, so we'll take the technical meaning of Kiddushin, and we'll do it like Reb Chaim says, that Kiddushin means Dispashtas Bekula. And generally, there are more birds, there are more animals that are Hegdish than birds. I'm not going to say it means to be Magdish like a bird. It can't be Magdish half an animal, half a woman. So, in a case where we're forced to touch it there, we say Dispashtas. In the case that we're not forced to touch it, like by the birds, so we say what he said is what he said. It's the regular of his Kaddish. This is the way we sort of came out. I mean, this is trying to work out the Berachas Avraham. I think this is the kuda here of saying it's pashtos because we're forced, and we're not forced, but we're it makes sense to say something because he made a kedusha. That's not a kedusha. He said chatzi isha. So we're sort of hunting around to find meaning in his words. So since we'll, yes.
No, it's because it's far, but then the college is soon to learn the far that should be the stage of the class. Since this far won't be enough.
The far of Chatzisha is not enough.
You need to get the class.
Of like Chatzisha.
That will be
smashing. All right, maybe it's because it's Gezeres HaKosov of like Chatzisha. As you say. Of his pashtos. So because this is Gezeres HaKosov, therefore...
Learn the far of teach you that would be... In other words, as far away, Isha is not enough. It's not enough. Because then you don't know which way you go. How do you know? Why should you say that? It should be
well, all the Svara does by Isha is it tells us we have to look for something. We can't leave it the way it is. We have to look for possibilities.
Right, so could be it's not. Could be it's not.
Could be it's nothing, or could be it's everything.
Right. So then the Zerzakas of Behema, that's where the Mara gets right from.
It's Xerxes of Behema. That gives us, when we're looking for a meaning in the word, that gives us a place to find some other meaning, that it means Hegdish in the same sense that the Pasuk touches it by a Behema.
So, by Isha, he actually means the whole Isha, that's what he means?
Well, we're going to talk about what he means, we're going to have to discuss it, but he certainly doesn't mean half an Isha. I mean, I don't think. You see, meaning is not good enough, because we already said many times, if you say words that are not the right words, even though you mean to be married, that doesn't do it. Right? You speak Chinese and Eretz Yisrael, it's nothing. If you tell the Eidim beforehand, when I say this word, it means Kedushin. It's nothing. You still have to say the right words. That's the whole sugya. Because we can read it into the words, because we find the Torah teaching the word Hegdish to mean a Maisa Bekula, that's exerts a custom of his Pashtas, the Reb Chaim teaches, that it's in his words. So if the Xerxes Kosov is in its words, then we do it here too. All right, like I told you, it's a possible way of answering. The kasha is a very strong kasha. I mean, it doesn't require a big lumdis of turn of the thumb to know that the kasha is a very stark kasha. If by an oif it's a shiloh, what do you mean by an isha? So there has to be that when you're dealing with a bird, sort of working with one set of circumstances, and by an isha it's a different set. And it is that way. By a bird, you're working in circumstances where it could mean kipshutai, the regal is kaidish. So there, it's a shalom, it's similar to bain. By an isha, it's a different set of circumstances. It's a set of circumstances where it can mean half the isha, because there's no such kedushin. So the rules are different. When it can't mean what he said literally, then it makes sense to look around and find a place where this could work. I'm not telling you Kiblu Devari. I mean, the Avni Malum, I don't think, says a teretz at all. The Berachas Avraham says a teretz in three lines, which may mean what I'm saying, or may not mean what I'm saying, but I don't know other teretz in the kasha. As I said, the kasha is stuck.
There are two questions. One is, does the pasuk including Oif for Isha? And that question has to be double for Isha.
Right.
Can't
100%. What you're saying is exactly true. And that's exactly what I mean. This one question, is the Pasuk talking about only a behemoth, or a behemoth and a knife, or a behemoth and a knife and an isha? So now I'm saying, no, the pasuk is told only by behema, maybe by a knife too, and the pasuk certainly not talking about an isha. That pasuk is talking only about a carbon behema. So the Gemara is besupik. Doesn't mean behema not eif, or doesn't mean carbon including eif. The pasuk is definitely not talking about isha, period. Then I'm asking. And by eif to shayla is the pasuk talking about eif? By us, the question is now, how should we define his words? Pasuk zichah not talking about an isha. Of what he said, not what he meant, because it doesn't matter what he meant. It matters. It matters what lamaisa, what lashon.
So, why would compare it to behemoth? Why would bring it behemoth?
Like I'm saying, because we can't leave his words at face value, because there's no such thing as chatzi kedusha, chatzi isha. So we must do something more. So now, where do we go from there? So if we can find a taich that means kula, so then we go with that possibility. Now let's see. The Gemara now has four ibayis. Bayi Rava. The first three ibayis are very similar one to the other, and the fourth is different. And the whole machlokes rishayim in this sugya depends on you understanding the difference between the first three ibayis and the fourth ibayah. If you want to understand the sugya, you have to understand that the first three ibayas are like one set of one question, the fourth ibayas are different questions. Let's see carefully the ibayas. Now before we start, for this whole amid, it's not, if you're going to start clearing with me, what does a person mean? A very strange person. He goes over to a lady and he says, Chetzech, Pruta, Chetzech, Pruta. He starts talking these Lashainas. I'll never be able to answer you why a person would do such a thing. On the other hand, there are a lot of things that people do that I can't understand why people do. That's not, I don't think that's the correct way to learn the Gemara. Gemara Shaila is not what does he mean in his mind that he's doing such a queer thing. No. The question is not what does he mean. The question is what is he doing? How do we define the words that he did? He, Lamaisa, he did something. What did he do? It's not a question, what did he mean? If you have a person who goes onto a computer and he starts pushing the alt and delete and all the other different buttons, and certain things happen in the computer, and you want to figure out, what did he do? So it's not going to help to ask him, what did he mean to do? What he meant to do is not the point. The question is, what did he do? Which buttons did he push and what did he make happen? The way I understand this sugya, the question is not so much what did he mean to do, as what did he do. Why he spoke this way, it's a hard thing to know, why a person would say chetzich and chetzich. The question is, objectively, without getting into why he behaved this way, what did he do? When he did chetzich, what was he doing? How do you define what he did? See, you have to be masked before we start, that's the Gemara. Because it's hard for me to work with it any other way. Because if you're going to ask me what's going on in his mind, I don't think there's much different if he says chetzi apaputa, chetzi apaputa, or he says chetzi apachati pruta, chetzi apachati pruta, or.
Mind always has an effect.
Yeah, there's no question.
As a joke, it's going to have an effect.
Well, the Dvar Shabalev don't count. He said if he means it as a joke, it doesn't help. It doesn't have an effect. If he's Makash and he's a joke, it's Dvar Shabalev, it's a Kedush. Right, unless there's something which is prepared that showed it. So we're dealing with what he did.
What does
Rashi
mean?
Which Rashi?
Kol
Yehi. Kol. Yehi. Hayu l'gaim rehayim. Okay, let's see. Let's see. L'gamar. What are tutzdadim? Now listen carefully, because if you don't understand the tutzdadim rebaya, then there's nothing to talk about here. You have to see clearly the tutzdadim. Do we say that since he said chatzi pruta, chetzi b'chatzi pruta paska, he finished his first ma'isa, chetzi b'chatzi pruta, and then he did a second ma'isa of chetzi b'chatzi pruta? It's two ma'isa. Like Dilma, my nevahilachu. Well, maybe not. It's all one ma'isa, and he's just counting out chatzi pruta, chatzi pruta. Okay. So, what are the two tzedakim and ibaya? In the nutshell, what are the two tzedakim and ibaya? What is it? Is it one continuous thing, or is it two separate things? That's the whole shah. Is it two ma'isim or is it one ma'isim? Right, that's the whole shah. Is this two ma'isim or is this one ma'isim? That's the first ibaya. Okay, second ibaya. So what are we saying again? Just if it's two ma'isim, then what's it in? It's not a good kiddush. If it's one ma'isa, then it is a good kiddush. Next. What's the din? In the case we say chetzich bepruta, the chetzich bepruta. What's the question? Exactly the same tzedakim in this shaila. Kivin damala bepruta, upruta. Since each maisa was a whole pruta, paskal amilsa. So it's two maisa. Idilma kol biyayimei mainavaylachu. He's doing it all at one time. He wants to be chal all in the same day. He's counting. So again, what are two tzedakim and ibaya? Either it's two ma'isim and paska, or it's one ma'isa and mayna v'ayloch. And again, if it's two ma'isim, what's the din? If it's two ma'isim, then it's not a good kiddushin. And if it's one ma'isa, then it is a good kiddushin. Same exact ibaya, just in a case where there's more reason to split it. Now, imtim tzalai makal b'yani mayna v'ayloch. If you're going to say it's a good kiddushin, it's all one ma'isa. Chetzech bepruta hayayim, chetzech bepruta lomachar mahu. What happens if he phrased it chetzech bepruta hayayim and chetzech bepruta lomachar? What are the tutsdadim? Okay, we're going to have the same tutsdadim. Kivin damal al lomachar paska. Maybe here we should say paska, which means it's two mice. Or domachi kamala. Kedushim machalu meyed, no migmalu nigmar ad lomachar. Maybe the words mean that it starts now and it ends tomorrow. And then it's one mice. So that's the shayla: is it two ma'isim, or is it one ma'isim? So these three bayis, if the gemara ended here, it would be a very simple gemara. There would be almost nothing to clear, and we could clear, start clearing what does it mean, what do the words mean. It's very hard to clear such a thing. So shayla is: it doesn't mean pascha, or doesn't mean one continuous kedushin, one long ma'isa kedushin. That's the shayla. Good. Now, fourth ibaya. Shnei chetziach bepruta mahu. Now, is that one ma'isa or two ma'isa? Huh?
One
ma'isa, right? There's no question. Hakavadai bechadzid nakamo. He had zicha one ma'isa, and there should be a good kedusha. Oy dilma eini shemis kedushas l'chatzon klal. Well, maybe any time you talk about chetziach, it's no good because what? Because he meant the wrong thing? No. He didn't mean the wrong thing. Shnei chetziach bepruta. We know what he meant. But he said the wrong thing. He said, I'm the Kaddish, the two halves of you. You can't even, your Kiddushin doesn't work. That's not a mirror of Kiddushin. Halves of people. Take them. So what's happening here in the fourth Ibaya? In the fourth Ibaya, we're saying, in a case where it's zikr, certainly, one ma'isa, we have an ibaya and a teiku. This is what the Gemara says. So again, the first three ibayas, what's the suffix? Is it two ma'isa or one ma'isa? The fourth ibaya, the suffix is it's taka one ma'isa, and maybe it's no good because he used the lashon of chesich. Now, the Rambam says that in the first two ibayas, it's a vade kiddushin. We pass in the halacha the first two things. It's a vade kiddushin. Why? We have a klal in shas, and when the Gemara says imtim tzalaimer, Gemara has two ibayas or three ibayas, and it says imtim tzalaimer the first ibaya this way, then I have a new one. The imtim tzalaimer indicates that the amira who was talking was leaning in that direction. He was leaning. He didn't have proof, so he couldn't say it. But an intim tzalaimer indicates that an amira is leaning in a certain direction, and that's why he takes it to the next step. So the Rambam has this klal all over Shas that we pass like an intim tzalaimer, to the point where if you would find some place in Shas where you don't pass like an intim tzalaimer, it would be a kasha on the Rambam. So he says we pass like an intim tzalaimer. Zot the Rosh, in this sugya, If you learn the sugya properly, it doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because it just doesn't follow. In pshat, it doesn't follow to say like the infant salon. I'll explain to you why. In the first three bodies, there are two stuff in the body, right? First three bodies. Right? First you have the three bodies. What are tzadim? Every one of the three, the shaila is, should we say paska? Should we say mainavarach? Right? Now if you look at all the three bodies, they're just three cases where we have the shaila. If you say, either you say paska, or you say mainavarach. What does that mean? If you say paska, then what's the din? If you say paska, why? There's two mice. So that if you say paska, it's two ma'isim, and it's not a good kiddushin. Okay, we'll make it next. It's not a good kiddushin. If you say ma'ina ba'alech, then it's chad ma'isim, and it is a good kiddushin. Right? That's the first three bodies. The push pshat in the Gemara, right? Just plotting it out on a piece of paper. Right? So the first three bodies, this is the body. Is it paska, it's two ma'isim, then it's not a good kiddushin? It's ma'ina ba'alech, it's chad ma'isim, it's a good kiddushin. Then the Gemara comes to Ibai number four. Okay, what's Ibai number four? What's the Shifei? What's the fourth Ibai? It's a case of Shnei Chesiach Beputa. It's just a one Maisa. Right? Chad Maisa. And what's it? It's zichachad maisi. So shnei chesiach beputa. Havadai, the Gemara says, it's vadai that it's one maisa. And what's the shaila? What? Maybe it's no good because he used the lashon chatzoy. So we're saying it's a teiko, it's a safek kiddush. Right? Now, once you have this, which is just writing, sketching out the Gemara, but the Rush, how could you say in the first ibayis, how could you pass the mikudeshes? Not possible. Why? Because what's the tzad, it's mechudeshes, because it's chad maisa, and chad maisa is a good kedusha. But how could you say that? You can't tell me we passed the main of Eilach, it's chad maisa, it's a kedusha, and then turn around and tell me, in case number four, which is certainly chad maisa, it's only a safik kedusha, because you use the lashon chatzon. If this is a safik, it means that this is also a safik. Because here we go, the safik is it's one maisa. And now you're saying, even in a case where it's zikka one maisa, it's still a safek kedusha. So how could you tell me in the first cases that it's a vade kedusha? The first case, the good side of the first case, is that it's mind of a hailech and it's one maisa. And then in case number four, you come along and you tell me, yeah, even when it's one maisa, we still have to care. So you can't be patient the first ibayis if you're misupik in the fourth ibayis. You can't, if you're misupik in ibayis number four, which is zichachad maisa, so how are you going to tell me that in any of the first three cases it's a vade kedushin? You can't do that. No, from third to fourth it doesn't. Right, the fourth Ibaya stands on its own. The fourth Ibaya is, I have a case where it's Zichachad Maisa, Idilma, Enishim, Eskadashis, Chatzon, Klaal. It's Rosh's Kasha, it has to do with Pshat in the Gemara. It's a Pshat issue, which is sometimes harder than a good pilpul, because it just has to do with analyzing each of the Ibayas. And the Rosh is pretty, it's pretty clear in the Gemara, the way the Rosh learned the Gemara. Okay. Why is the that's what you have to do. You have to find out why the fourth case is better than the first three or worse.
Worse.
So you're going to have to make it worse. I just want to point that out to everybody. In order to answer the Rambam, push it in the Gemara, fourth case is the best case. Right? Push pshat in the Gemara is the best case. He said, Shnei chatzich bipruta hachavadai b'chatzim nekamala. Push pshat is the best case. In order to answer the Rambam, you're going to have to find a reason why it's worse. And why would it be worse?
In the first case, you can't do it together. Maybe you say the Shalom Gemara is not Chad Maisa or Tum Maisa. It's a question of if you should combine what he said or not. In other words, so in the first two cases, he said the two separate things. So the question is if you can combine two things and make it as if he said, you know, one Maisa, one Kiddushin, not Chad. But in the last case,
wait, but he used the words Chad. He said Chetzi Apafrut of the Chetzi
Apafrut. We're saying he said he did one thing, and as if he didn't use the Lashon of Chad. We're combining the
Chatzin and Chatzin Prutah, so we're combining
the
Kiddushin to make it one Kiddushin. But in the last case, it's one Prutah
for two halves. There's no way of
combining
it to make it. It's one thing he said, he can't combine two different things that he said.
In the last case, it's one
Shnei Chetzi Prutah. He said one thing.
Right.
So there's no reason to say that the two halves should be like one. But in the first two cases, he said Chatzin Prutah for
okay, I think, all right, good. I'm going to try to explain what both of you are saying. I think it's similar. Shalom, you're in the same thing. All right, the Ran answers the Rambam. Rabbi Chanan explains the Ran. Listen, the Ran itself, I don't know if I would have chapped what he meant. What the Ran says is that the fourth case, in some ways it's better, and in some ways it's worse. It's taka true in the fourth case, it's better because he said shtei chetzi apapruta, but there's a tzad that the fourth case is worse. Why? Because in the first three cases, if he meant to do one maisa kedushin, at least we understand why he said used the word chetziach. Why did he use the word chetziach? Either he was counting out the money, it's mine of a hailech. He was counting it out. He said, okay, half with this and half with this. Or because he wanted it to start today and finish tomorrow. In those three cases, the three bayis, we know why he said chetzeich. He said chetzeich because for some reason he wanted to be by the vaylach. He was counting it out. And so when he said chetzeich, if it's mine of a vaylach, then at least we understand why he used that language. In the fourth case, we did it all in one shot. He wasn't counting it out. He's doing it in one shot. He's standing under the chuppah, holding the ring, and saying, Shnei Chetzeich with this ring. He's certainly doing it all in one shot. But why is he using the Lashon Chetzeich? Why is he doing it? In the fourth case, he is using a Lashon Chetzeich for no reason, no practical reason. Only because he wants Kedushin to work l'chatzayim. That's the only reason that makes sense to us. Because he wants the Kedushin to be chal l'chatzayim. So the Gemara's in Ibaya, when a person expresses that he wants Kedushin to work l'chatzayim, Gemara's in Ibaya, does that work or doesn't it work? But that Ibaya, when a person says dafka I want chatzayim, is only the fourth Ibaya. Because in the fourth Ibaya, saying chetzeich is a ridiculous word. What's he talking about? There's no chetzeich in what's going on. Why is he using the word chetzeich? So he's making it worse for himself because he's saying chetzeich, he's showing he wants kedushin l'chatzar. In the first three cases, that chatzar doesn't exist. Because in the first three cases, if you go with the second tzad of the Ibaya that he's mind of a hailech, then it's geshmirt. Why did he use the word chatzoyin? Because he's counting. He's counting it out. He's saying, okay, half of you with this and half of you with that. Or half of you today and half of you tomorrow. Why is he saying half? Because he wants it, on that side of the Ibaya, he wants it to be one Maisa Kedushin over today and tomorrow. Or one Maisa Kedushin that I'm counting out. So the way it works out, Zot the Ran, is that in the first three cases, if you hold Maina V'Hailachu, and it's Chad Maisa, it's definitely a good Kedushin. Because we don't have a kash on him, why'd you say Chatzoy? In the fourth case, there's something really bad. So the fourth case, he's doing it so normally, it's gufa because he's doing it normally, he's doing everything normally, and one nesina, and one bepruta, and why is he saying shnei chetzyach? So he's making it worse for himself. He's mekakel himself. So if he's mekakel himself in that way, that's the boy, that's a teiku. When a person speaks out chatzoim for no other reason, that's the boy, which blood's a teiku.
What's the difference if I understand? Bottom line is, this is what he's doing. He's being mekadosh with chatzoim. Even if I know why he's doing it, that's what he's doing.
Not necessarily, because if I go into a store to buy something, and I want to buy, I'm buying 2 dozen eggs. I'm counting out my money. I say, okay, here's money for 1 dozen. I count off and I say, here's money for the 2nd dozen. I'm not making a statement of how I want to make a kinyan. I'm just counting out the money. I'm not making any statement that I want the kinyan to work in this grand way. 1 dozen eggs first, 1 dozen eggs second. No, I'm just counting it out. Now you could say, I'm not a mind of a hoilech. Yes, I am. But if I'm a mind of a hoilech, so I'm doing it normally. I'm in the store, middle of paying. So I pay. I say, here's money for one, here's money for another. At least the words, there's no cash on the words, if I might have it. But if I take out one $10 bill and pay for everything, and I say, okay, I want to be kind of, I want to buy 1 dozen, and then the other dozens, and that's a cash. What in the world am I talking about? How do I want the Kenyan to work?
Yeah. According to the Gemara, we said yesterday that it's fascist of the world to do the Daf Acharis. In this case, it's for sure not Daf Acharis. You might have a whole
lot. That's his cash. Taisis Chetziah for Pruta. He's really asking on all the cases, right? Taisis in the bottom says that the way we explain this Pashtus, here is Pashtus would work on the half. And Agamar is talking that he said, Hariyat Mu Resus. Because if you would say, Hayamu Kudeshes, then do Vinoch Sarna Chatzor, Vichal Chatzin, we miss Pashtus Bakula. But that had that, you know, Chinami. Even. I would think so, even on the last case. Okay, so this is the bias. Somebody asked why Rashi called B'yayme says Hayelu B'daitei L'Gaimra Hayayim. It's Mashrut Tali in his das. Called B'yayme Hayelu B'daitei L'Gaimra Hayayim. Rashi does not mean that the suffix of the Gemara is his das to finish it today or not. Meaning that that's his intention. It means, I think Rashi means it lives in the words. Alright, in this sugi there's one more kasha, like a sort of a chap kasha. It's actually Shlomo Eger, it's in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Shlomo Eger asked his father, the Rambam paskins that if you're Mekadesh in Uber, pregnant woman, you go over and you mekadish the baby in the mother's womb, if it's in the cave, obviously. You mekadish that if it's in the cave, I want to be mekadeshes to the baby. So you go over to the father, I guess. The father can marry his daughter, right? So you go up to the father and you say, I want to be married to the baby in the womb. So the Rambam says, im nolda zachar, im nolda nekeva, mekadeshes. I'm saying the Mekadosh and Uber. Yeah. Rector Shlomo Eger is a Gemara that says that if you go over to a pregnant Shifcha and the Adai just frees the Uber. He says, I'm a Shachar, the Uber. Not the mother. The mother should remain a Shifcha, but the baby should be freed. It's not Chal. Because by Shechur also, you can't be Meshachar or Chatzi Eved. If you own the whole Eved, you can't be Meshachar half the Eved. There's no Shechur L'Chatzayim, unless an Eved belongs to two owners. But there's no Shechur and a Chatzi Eved when there's one owner. So he says, since Uber Yerechimai, the baby is a part of the mother, and you'll be Meshachar just the baby, not the mother, that's a Chatzi Shifcha, so you can't work with Shechur. So Shlomo Eger, Esther Bekiva Eger, if so, when you Mekadesh the Uber in the mother's stomach, that should also be Chatzi Isha. It's Chatzi Isha. And being that it's Chatzi Isha, it shouldn't be Chal Kiddushin. Now you can argue with me the Uber is a separate person, not a separate person, but you see from the din of Shechur that the Uber is half of the Shifcha. So here also, the Ubra is half of the mother. So how is it Chal? The Kedushin, Achati Isha, Isha Vlei Chati Isha. So this is Rav Shlomo Eger's Kasha. Him and his father argued about the proper way to answer it. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think Rabbi Chanan also brings it down. It's Hashem, I'll come back to it Sunday. We will also get into the very next Gemara. As you can see, this is all very easy Gemara. We're going to move Vaita also on Sunday.